This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado has at least two known cases of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Dr. Adit Ginde is an emergency physician at UC Health.
There's really two interventions that prevent COVID-19 patients from being hospitalized, getting on a ventilator, or even dying. One is vaccination, and if you're already vaccinating, getting a booster. And the second is monoclonal antibodies given early in the course of disease.
Ginde says monoclonal antibody treatments prevent 70% of hospitalizations and are effective regardless of vaccination status. Fans and families who are attending games and other events at Ball Arena in December will have a chance to get their COVID-19 vaccines. The state has partnered with Kroenke Sports and Entertainment to host the clinics throughout the month that coincide with Nuggets and Avalanche games, as well as other events. A new report from the University of Colorado predicts more than 3.1 million people will be employed in Colorado in 2022, a state record. This is good news as the state bounces back from the economic recession caused by the pandemic. However, an important sector in Colorado's economy continues to struggle. CU Boulder senior economist Richard Wabikin says leisure and hospitality won't bounce back until 2023.
There are obviously quite a number of headwinds. The COVID variants, including Omicron right now, and who knows what the next one's going to be.
Wabakin also named inflation and worker shortages as other barriers for Colorado's hospitality industry. You're listening to CPR News. You can find more at cpr.org.